Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today there's a big surprise in store as we learn the identity of the four visitors to the Scarlet Widow. A fragment of the former planet Krypton on which Superman was born, and which by some strange chemical action renders him weak and helpless when he comes within 10 feet of it, has been stolen from the Metropolis Museum by a henchman of the Scarlet Widow, who is known as the most dangerous woman in the world. While Superman seeks desperately to trace the kryptonite, his four deadliest enemies arrive mysteriously at the Scarlet Widow's ornate penthouse apartment. As we continue now, Sniggers, the widow's ferret-faced little henchman, gasps in amazement as the four master criminals are about to enter the drawing room. Listen.
No, blimey, it can't be.
What can't be, Snickers?
These folks right here in our place. I recognize them from their photographs. This skinny one is the Vulture. He's in the death cell at the big house this very minute, he is.
If I am, this is the finest death cell I've ever seen.
Thank you, Vulture.
And this one here with the thick glasses, he's the one they call the devil.
Yeah, I'm the Teufel, which means the devil.
You hear that, Widder? And this one here, what looks like a school teacher, he's Papa Roush. And that's this great big one, you're the laugher, ain't you?
I'm the laughter, all right.
I'm dreaming, I am. These blokes is all in jail.
Yes, it's just quite a jail.
You gentlemen will wait in the drawing room. I'll join you in a moment.
Thank you, Widow.
Lord, blimey.
Wipe that silly look off your face and listen to me, Snickers.
I'm dreaming, I am. They're all in jail.
You stupid fool, will you stop repeating that? They were in jail, but they're here now. Thanks to me.
You, Widow? You mean you got them out?
Of course I did.
But how? How could you?
That's my secret, one of my many secrets.
I don't understand.
Doesn't matter what you understand. We're wasting time. Those four men in there mean money to us. A great deal of money, Snickers.
Money? Now you're talking with it.
But they're dangerous. And when they find out why they're here, well, they might forget the debt they owe me and become impulsive. Do you understand?
Righto.
Now, there's only one way out of this penthouse, our private elevator. I want you to make sure that the Turk and Renee are both in it and that nobody leaves this apartment unless I personally give permission. Hurry now. And join me in the drawing room.
Right there, waiter. Consider it done.
Now for the greatest coup of my career. Sorry to keep you waiting, gentlemen.
Ah, Widow, you're lovelier than ever. What a magnificent gown.
Thank you, Vulture.
You're even more beautiful than when I saw you last in Berlin before the war.
Still the same flatterer, I see, Papa Roush.
Vulture, I speak the truth, do I not?
You certainly do. Take this chair, Widow.
Oh, I prefer to sit on this couch with my cats. Come here, my pretties.
Those are beautiful cats, Widow.
Mm-hmm. You have much in common with them, Vulture. And you too, Papa Roush. You fawn and flatter me, but the moment my back is turned, you unsheath your claws.
That's telling them, Widow. You're a woman after my own heart.
Enough of this byplay. The Widow did not risk her skin to bring the four of us here in order to hear compliments. Am I right?
You certainly are, Teufel. I had you brought here to offer you the greatest opportunity of your lives. For a price, of course.
Well, what is it?
Yes, tell what us. Is it?
You, Vulture. Yesterday, at this time, you sat in the death house. Who put you there?
Superman. If not for him, I would have been free. And the richest man in the world.
You, Papa Roush. 2 years ago, you were Germany's number one espionage agent. You were well on your way to destroying all of America's war plants with your tiny model planes, but somebody stopped you. Who was it?
Superman. No one else could stop
you. Lothar. You controlled practically every big racket in the United States. You were feared from one end of the country to the other as the king of America's gangsters. You seemed beyond the reach of the law.
Until Superman horned in and blasted him. I'd still have been the boss of the rackets and rolling in wealth if not for him. I had the organization, the brains, the connections. But Superman was too much for me.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please.
I take it we are all agreed, then, that Superman was and is the one insurmountable obstacle in your path.
But Superman still lives, and while he lives, we, clever and powerful as we are helpless, doomed to hide from him like outcast dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Trust the devil to hit the bullseye.
Why do you laugh, you know? Is that why you brought us here, to laugh at us?
No. I'll tell you why I brought you here, Teufel. It was to offer each one of you, for a price, the means to conquer Superman.
Conquer Superman?
What is this nonsense you speak, Widow?
You all know the Scarlet Widow. You should know that she never speaks nonsense.
But what?
I will show you. Snickers!
What will it be, Widow?
Remove the kryptonite from its box and place it on the pedestal.
Water, and just get me gloves on first.
Kryptonite, what is that?
Patience, gentlemen.
What's that? A piece of coal?
Coal is not green, Vulture.
Coal doesn't make noise either.
That strange green glow, like cold light. And the sound, almost as if the object was radioactive. What is this, Widow?
That, my friends, is kryptonite, a fragment of the planet Krypton, on which Superman was born.
Kryptonite?
When Superman comes within 10 feet of this piece of kryptonite, he loses all his strength and becomes helpless.
What? Superman helpless?
I seen him knock him out myself. I did it with my own eyes.
Ridiculous.
I don't believe.
Gentlemen.
That's a whopper if I ever heard one.
Gentlemen, you forget yourselves. It is I, the Scarlet Widow, who assures you that what Snickers has just told you is the truth.
Can you prove this, Widow?
Yes, but let me finish. I propose to cut the kryptonite into 4 equal pieces and sell them to each of you gentlemen for $1 million each.
What?
For $1 million, each of you may become the master of Superman.
Himmel, if what you say is true,
it's
Widow...
It's true.
That's what you say, Widow. I'm not doubting your word, see? But $1 million ain't hay. Because if you can prove what you say, I'll dig up $1 million quicker than you can wink.
Yes, and I...
I do not have that much money, but I will secure it.
How about you, Teufel?
Prove what you say, Widow. And money is no option.
Good. I'll prove it.
How are you going to do it, Widow?
Leave it to me, Snickers. Step over to the desk. Gentlemen, your dreams and mine are about to come true.
What is the Scarlet Widow's scheme? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first...
Say, gang, I hope you got a pencil handy so that you can jot this down, because I want to tell you again how to get your streamlined sundial wristwatch from Kellogg's Pep. First, ask Mom to get you a couple of packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off the 2 box tops, be sure they're the ones marked top, and send them in along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed. Send them to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your modern sundial wristwatch from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. More than 24 hours have elapsed since the kryptonite was stolen from the Metropolis Museum by Sniggers, the Scarlet Widow's cockney henchman. Unable to trace Sniggers, and alarmed by the reported jailbreaks of Der Teufel, the Laffer, Papa Roush, and the Vulture, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is in the office of Captain Donovan, assistant chief of police.
This is terrible, Captain Donovan. If any one of those 4 criminals get hold of the kryptonite, I don't even want to think of what might happen.
Will you forget that silly kryptonite, Kent?
Forget it? You don't seem to understand. Until the kryptonite is recovered and destroyed, I'm in danger of my life.
You're in danger?
Well, I mean Superman, of course.
Superman in danger of his life? Are you out of your mind?
You just listen to me and believe me. I got a hunch that the escapes of Der Teufel, the Laffer, Papa Roush, and the Vulture are tied up with the theft of that kryptonite.
Now I know you're crazy.
But if you...
Look, Kent, I've been patient as long as I could because you and your paper have helped the department in the past. But the 4 greatest criminals in the country have broken out of jail, heaven knows how, and I can't waste any more time listening to fairy tales about some old meteor that can finish off Superman.
It's no fairy tale.
I say it is. Excuse me, that's my phone. Hello?
Is Clark Kent there, please?
Kent, just a minute. It's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Kent, this is Burroughs at the office.
Oh, yes, Burroughs.
Look, you're working on the kryptonite story, aren't you?
Oh, I certainly am. What have you
got? A funny thing happened a couple of hours ago, and it's just been brought to my attention. An ad was delivered to our classified department by a special messenger. It's signed The Widow, and $1,000 bill was attached. She wanted a big 10-inch ad.
Who's the widow?
How do I know? But get this. The ad was addressed to Superman.
Superman?
That's right.
Read it to me. Quickly.
Okay, here it is. Superman, if you will appear above the Metropolis Bank spire tonight, exactly at midnight, and look straight east, you will see three winking lights, red, white, and blue. Come to the lights within 5 seconds, and you'll be given an opportunity to obtain the kryptonite. Follow directions, no tricks. This is your only chance. The widow. You got it, kid?
I got it.
I don't hear you laughing.
I'm not laughing. So long, and thanks, Burroughs.
Oh, what's up, Kent?
This is it, Captain Donovan.
Now, what are you talking about?
Let's see. It's almost 11 o'clock. In just a little over an hour, Superman will either be back with the kryptonite or...
Or what?
Or he'll never be back again. So long, Captain.
His face grim, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, hurries through the busy station house to keep a mysterious appointment with the Scarlet Widow, an appointment which may mean his death. What will happen? Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.